In today's podcast, we're going to talk about why your sales team should be doing upsells and alternatives. And if you're not, why you're probably losing a lot of money. So make sure you stay tuned to learn more about it. For those of you guys who have first time listening to the podcast, this podcast is for people in the rental industry, event rentals, equipment rentals, and we just share tips and tricks and strategies of how to grow and start your rental business. So make sure you sit up and give us a 5-star review and help us out. We really appreciate that. So Eddie, what do you think about what just happened to us?
That was interesting. I believe stuff happens for a reason. Since you were the firsthand person that opened the door, why don't you go ahead and give her the details of what exactly happened?
Yeah. So this what happened to us is making me think that this needs to go on a checklist. So after this thing, we're going to put this in the checklist because this is good. So we're sitting here filming right now. You can't see the front of it. Maybe I'll throw a photo of the front of it. And there's a... So you can see the shadows in the front. So you'll see this on here somewhere. You'll see the shadows on the front of the door of someone there. Someone's standing there. Look, they're facing away. I can't tell exactly if they're facing away. Eddie says they're facing away from us, but look, they're looking in. So I'll go to go check on them. It's like, okay, maybe they need something. This is a venue. We're open, you know. Maybe we can make a sale or something. Mm-hmm. So I go to the door. I open it. And a guy was standing there. And then it was obviously this guy. It was a homeless individual on there. I was like, what are you doing here?
And then, I want a party.
I was like, right, you got money? You might not have a home, but you have money. It's fine. But no. But basically, we went there. I mean, I went to the door, opened the door. The first thing he did was he asked me, can I open the smoke shop that's next door? And first I'm thinking to myself, like this ain't the smoke shop, obviously. So I told him that, no, I can't open a smoke shop because I'm not part of the smoke shop. And then he asked me, do I have any cigarettes? Or cigars, or whatever he said. And then I said, no, because this is not the smoke shop. And then he asked me, do I have a lighter? And I said, no, I don't have a lighter. And then he asked for $2.
Persistency
on that part. And then he's about to ask something else, but I had to tell him just go. We had to go continue what we were doing on there. But the whole moral of this story, which me and Eddie were just talking about at this right here, is that, like, he has a good alternative plan for when he's making sales. Like, sometimes customers come in and they want a 20 by 30, but we don't have any available. Yeah. So, like, what do? You offer them an alternative that is equal value or something else you can sell them that they might need.
Yeah.
And it's just really interesting that, like, I don't believe most businesses do this. Like, I get on the phone with people. We both get on the phone with people all the time. And, yeah, like, they don't, like,
They have a lack of enthusiasm to try to sell you something. They're just like, this is it. It is what it is.
Yeah. And, like, they have options that we clearly can see that could work for us on there. So let's go into alternatives. I get the thing. Let's go into alternatives. So, Eddie, what's the perfect way in the rental industry to do alternative? I'm going to give you a scenario, and then you have to come up with the alternatives to sell me.
All right.
So, okay, person's looking for, in our inventory, person's looking for 20 by 60.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's all the space they have for it. They have exactly 70 by 30 foot of space, so they only can fit that there.
Okay.
So sell me on it. There's none in stock.
No 20 by 60s?
Yeah.
No 20 by 20s at all?
Yeah, there's 20 by 20s.
Okay, well then, first thing I would ask is what type of party it is. Kind of get a little bit of background information.
Yeah, it's my daughter's wedding.
Your daughter's wedding? Oh, congratulations!
Yeah.
That was going to be a very memorable moment.
Yep, it's like, a third wedding.
Your third wedding, like third one's a charm. I'd say the 20 by 30. What we do have is this this option. We have 20 by 20s, and I can send you pictures. And it's the same exact dimensions that you would get as a solid 20 by 30. The only difference is the tents are put together, and they'll be equipped with rain gutters, and there would be no obstructions in the middle of the tent. So it's basically the same thing. Just the only difference is there's three tents that are put together, but you wouldn't even be able to tell the difference.
Okay. And then I'm the customer. I say, is it all right if I'm on turf? Like,
of course it's all right. We can make anything happen. Okay. But obviously on turf, we're not going to be anchoring into that because we've had some incidents where, you know, it didn't come out very well. So what we like to do is put ballast on there, and then we'll lay down like some like a carpet material down first, and then put the ballast on top of that. That way the turf doesn't get damaged.
Okay. So everyone who doesn't know what a ballast is, can you let them know what a ballast is?
Yeah, basically it's like a dead weight, and using an alternative to stakes. And generally they're pretty heavy. That's best is what a ballast is. Some people use water barrels, some people use cement, you know, blocks. So
yeah,
just depends on what you want to do.
Okay. But yeah, just a simple alternative. Yeah. So what would be an upsell for them?
An upsell?
Yeah.
On that situation?
Yeah.
I mean, since it's a wedding, one thing I would say is that we can go ahead and we can cover the ballast in white covers. That way you don't see them. And another thing we could do, if you want it more seamless for your wedding, is we can cover the poles as well. That way you don't see the poles. Some people are particular, they don't want to see metal poles. So you can wrap them in like a fabric. That way they're white and nobody sees them. So that was another upsell that I would have put. And then, you know, I would have chunked them with the lights too. Because, hey, you're going to need some lights. And it looks very nice, you know, a little amber lighting in there. It's going to really set the mood of the party at nighttime. And it's going to look beautiful.
Yeah, light sidewalls.
Sidewalls. Right.
Back in the day, I would say, but y'all don't like this. I would say subfloor, because you don't want to be stepping in mud.
Dance
on your
floor. Where's everybody going to be dancing?
Dance floor. But
where are people going to drink their cocktails?
Yeah. So everyone can see the difference in this. So this dialogue, this rough dialogue of Eddie trying to sell me. but he forgot the most important question. I ain't got no money.
You have no money?
Not for this.
It's okay. I'm pretty sure you're going to have guests at the party, right? What I did on my daughter's special moment is I reached out to my family. And family's always there to support you. So I'm pretty sure what we can do is give you an estimate, okay? And then you go to your family and you tell them, hey, this is the estimate. And this is what I need help with paying. And I'm pretty sure they'll help you out. And then you can't help out. You don't have any family?
And you start a GoFundMe?
Go get the GoFundMe.
But yeah. Or like you said, like even our terms for finance, every single thing. Like if they don't have money, then they have finance. And maybe they can go through
and
pay.
Get a loan, personal loan. Yeah. Or credit card.
I haven't seen people maybe looking to you loaning them the stuff. It's interesting. Because like if it's their party's in 10 months, then they can pay payments over payments up to the part two to get there. There's always stuff you can do.
Yeah.
It's always alternatives or upsells in some type of form. Any of these things that you do, you can gain more money on there. Or even like I see things where, because I'm listening to our call reviews, and sometimes I see, I don't know what it's called, but it's not an upsell. I guess it's a downsell. When someone doesn't want what we're offering right now, I see sometimes our team needs to work on downselling them too. And we do sometimes we do a good job on it. For our downsell, it's monthly. Someone say, I don't want to pay the delivery fee, then you can come pick it up.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that works too.
It's easy. True.
Yeah.
Until they get there and they realize how much work it is. And they're should I just pay the delivery fee?
And then we should have another upsell for them.
But you know, it's the one thing that I always see.
What?
I got every single time.
Every single time.
Every time. And y'all use this, okay? Every time somebody goes over there with the U-Haul or any kind of rented vehicle, and then comes back to return it, they always say, I should have just paid y'all. Because literally the price difference of savings were like a couple dollars. Because the U-Haul, they don't, you know, even though it says $19.99, they don't take in consideration the miles and everything that they have to do
as well. What about the gas?
And the gas, all that stuff. They don't take in consideration. And they're like, every single time, like I'd say like 90% of the time the people I see somebody in U-Haul, they tell it, I should have just went with y'all's price with delivery, like $120, because I end up paying, they usually say a little bit less or pretty much a little bit more. But it wasn't worth the hassle of them having to do all that stuff and arranging and taking the truck back and have somebody pick them up. Yeah. So that's another good point. Convenience, yeah.
Sell convenience.
Yeah.
So
people
okay.
like that.
So alternatives. I like alternatives because at any point in time, because we have so many different ones. Like, you have people who say, like, who come on here and say, I want a smaller table that's a round table. Well, you know, with the cocktail table, which you can bring it down to the height to have a smaller table. And just all alternatives for anything. Like, anything that you don't have. Like, we have the Dallas Cowboys one. Every single year, they ask us for 8 foot. Like, we don't have 308 foot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? but we have 300 6 foot. And so we send off our alternative of be, you know, maybe half of it 8 foot, the rest of it 6 foot or more, a little bit more, just because they get
seen. It all works out. And then they always leave us little cool signatures. We're trying to, which player is this? The signature on the table.
Michael Irvin.
Believe it or not, yeah.
Meyer, wasn't it? Yeah. Get this off of here. No, but yeah, so it's, you can, that's something else you look into. Now, upsells, I think, are really important, because you can, because like, this is something I think we should start doing on an automatic standpoint. Mm-hmm. Like, once someone's purchased, as soon as they make the purchase, maybe we should have something else that we sell them right then and there.
Yeah.
I don't know what it should be, and I'm pretty sure we'll find out of an automatic one. But maybe it should be, if they have a tent and they don't have lights on there, you say, what about light service? Maybe we should do the staffing that we have. Mm-hmm. We do it from a, what you call it, you know, from us talking about it, but not from an actual, you know, what you call it, you know, like
software.
Us, like a software standpoint. So it's automatic. Because that would be really interesting. We can start picking up more sales.
Yeah, so basically the software would basically... So somebody would put in a quote, and then usually when they go ahead and make the payment, it right then and there, it's kind of like the same thing. U-Haul does the same. I don't know, U-Haul, when we were promoting them, they do this exact same thing. So if I put in a reservation, then I go to click next, they say, oh, do you need help with the movers? No, I'm good. Next. And then they're like, oh, do you need moving blankets and a dolly? I said, no, I don't need none of that stuff. I just need to pay. But imagine how much extra add-on stuff they get just by asking.
Yeah.
And that's just the main thing. You just got to ask. And just like most of the stuff, if you're doing linens, I mean, just ask people. Yeah. Those are easy add-ons. Everyone, because then, you know, that's one thing you can tell them, like, hey, you know, these are rented tables. So they might have some little things going on. So if you're wedding, the most important day for your daughter's whatever event, you're going to need linens, and they're going to need to be white. And it's going to be beautiful. Oh, just easy stuff. We do this all the time. I actually enjoy it, to be honest with you.
Because you go through the process.
I enjoy stuff that it's what people need and they want. I don't like selling stuff that they don't want or they don't need.
You want the snake oil?
The snake oil. I'm like, all right, you're going to need this. Now your engine is going to blow up.
Yeah, like take two of these every day.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. But it's like crazy. I actually heard a video because you see people selling certain things. And then the person never gets no results. And they was talking about supplements.
Yeah.
So not saying all supplements are bad, nothing like that. I'm just saying, like, but a lot of supplements offer certain things. So you see people say, I'm taking supplements. Like, what supplements? I'm taking supplements to get, you know, to get a clearer face. But when you look at them, their face is not clear. Imagine if the doctors, you know, prescribed you a drug and it didn't work. Like, how crazy would that be? You know what I mean? And then you come back and they prescribe you the same drug. Like, that wouldn't happen. But in, for, like, certain things, we buy into the snake oil of it. Mm-hmm. And it's just what you got, because that's what we want to happen. And we believe it, and we believe we are doing something wrong, not the supplement.
Yeah.
And that's, I don't know, that's so interesting. Cause I seen a doctor talk about it. It was actually, like, Dr. Mike, or the guy. Yeah, I think his name is Dr. Mike. He was so mad on the video because he was saying, like, why people get sold on this stuff.
Yeah.
But my whole thing is, like, obviously, you're saying this, right? If you're selling people something that they want, you know, then they're going to purchase it and they're going to be okay with it, even if they don't technically need it. But the biggest thing that they want it. And that's the thing you have to always kind of balance with, too. Because I know sometimes Eddie's be like, well, why did the customer get this? I'm like, the customer wanted that. Like, why didn't you tell them this? Nope, they wanted this specific thing. Like, it's not going to work. I'm like, that's what they wanted. Like, that's exactly what they wanted. We tried to go every other way, but that's what they wanted.
Yeah.
So what would we say? Additions? Mm-hmm. What are additions? Add-ons?
Add-ons. Just adding on any little thing. They come in there for one thing, and you just, I mean, my main thing is I like to be personal. So if you have a sales team, just, you know, kind of coach them to kind of get that. Just probe them and see, figure out what kind of event is this. Just by that question right there alone, it'll open you to the door to kind of get the vision and see. Because a lot of these people, one thing you got to understand – most of your customers, a lot of them are new family customers, so it's the first time they've ever had an event. And I know this because this past weekend, my cousin, she just had her first son, his first birthday, the very first party that they ever threw. But they didn't really know anything about a party. And that kind of leaves the door open for us, our expertise, because we see thousands and thousands of parties, you know, every year. So you know, it's kind of painting the picture for them that way, when they finally get there and you give them all the stuff that you know, for their vision, then everything works out perfect. You got a returning customer. And on top of that, they didn't mind paying the extra bucks to make that vision come true.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's another thing because, you know, you got to make sure you have the right people in the place to make those upsells. Because another thing, because I know when I originally started my, I guess my salesperson kind of journey with Ford Motor Company.
Ford Motor Company. Shout out to Ford.
What's up, Ford? It made a good one. But anyways, you know, you would have these kind of feelings, I guess you can say. Like, oh, I don't want to ask them because, you know, I guess the feeling of being rejected. So sometimes, you know, you would skip over and like, hey, I'm not even going to pitch it to them. But, you know, it's one thing that I don't remember where I saw it, but it was talking about a batter, right? You know, the percentages of his hits weren't always great, but he always swung his hardest. His home runs, he had a whole bunch of home runs.
Yeah, his at-bat was.
But I forgot the whole story, but it's something like that in that sense. And I was like, wow. So, you know, just every time swing for the fences, you know what I mean? Just even though you're not going to connect, but eventually you're going to connect and you're going to get that home run. And that's one thing. Like even for these upsells, if you have a sales team, you got to make sure everybody's on the same page. You just get that vibe that, you know, that they understand that this is a business and you're here to make a profit. Because if they sell less, then you're going to make less. Same thing with you. If you're the only person there and you're making the sales, you know, it's a business. The best thing you can do is make sales and adding on these little things. And believe it or not, and you might be like, oh, well, just one linen. Okay, if you do one linen every week and then in the course of a year, like these little numbers, they add up.
Yeah, our linen department's blown up from that.
Yeah, I mean, this is huge. Like, and then I see why, like they say, every penny counts because like literally like just one little cell here, one cell here, they can easily, you know, equal up to like, you know, $250,000 in a year.
Yeah, like napkins.
Yeah.
And then if you get napkins, you're napkin for every guest. You're linen for every table.
Yeah.
And it's just like just past the basic, having the next thing that they need. And then being presenting that. One thing I know we need to do this year, I know Eddie's probably like, we should have been did this. Like we're going to make sure every single last piece of our items are on the website.
Yes, thank God.
We don't even have all our items on the website.
Yeah, this is a crazy part because, you know, we're giving you all the good info. But, like, man, we do a killer job at selling and a lot of the stuff. And, it blows my mind. Like, I'm just thinking, like, how much more sales would we gain if that person – because our system is automated, so, like – sometimes it doesn't even make it to our sales department. Like, they just pay for it instantly right then and there. And I'm like, dang.
Especially at nighttime for some reason.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because at nighttime, you know, everybody's just like, oh, I can't sleep. Let me go ahead and buy some stuff. But I just think, like, man, what if they would have saw that we had this and this and this and this? And this is the same thing that we're telling you is about add-ons. But we're going to get that on there. We're just focusing on other things. But for some reason, yeah, like the linens are not even on the website, but we get asked questions because I'm pretty sure they know, but you know, there's some customers that are not going
to
know.
Well, they don't know. I specifically took it off because I was literally trying to make a point to Eddie that you don't have to show anything to sell. And I think, but now the point don't make any sense to me making the point. So it will be fixed. That's my fault. Don't let your ego get into it. Most times, if there's a problem, it's probably you. Like, it's me on that part. It had no purpose. It didn't help. But we still sell it in that part. And that's also because I never really liked linens at first, but Eddie has figured out the system. So I need to cave in and do what I got to do. So it'll be done. It will be done very soon. Another thing he just gave me an idea for that they do on, like, other sites like Shopify, even like your linen business that your wife runs, like at the end it has other related products.
Yeah,
we need to start putting those on the product pages on there too, so we just keep building the funnel out to more.
Mm-hmm. So like if somebody like gets like a kid's table and a kid's chair, then we're next thing you know they're gonna have like snow cone machine and cotton candy machine, little stuff that would be associated to that. That's easy. I upsell on that.
Yeah, and they can have it. They can put it on there.
Then you can put a little happy kid, like, oh, you want your kid to be happy. You go ahead and get that.
Yeah. Yeah, put some water slides. I'm
joking. No, I thought we were getting rid of that.
Yeah, but you do that. So we have, okay, let me say, we have add-ons, which is anything that adds on that's a primary use. So, like, if you were to do a tent, you want to sell sidewalls by themselves, you have to sell the tent and the sidewalls are add-on.
Yeah.
So once you build out your flow of everything, You want to have the add-ons to go onto there. And then when you have enough of one type of thing, you, or not enough, you probably never have enough for a while, but when you have enough, you need to have alternatives to that. Because for us, some people, like Eddie didn't want to do pop-ups. And there's a whole million reasons why you shouldn't do pop-ups, and I understand all of them. You know what I mean? But my whole thing is people want them, and they're willing to pay the same price that you pay in the store for them. So why not give it to them on there? Now, you have to do certain things. We had to develop it, argue, go through the process to figure out a system that actually works. Our system was that we don't set them up no more, because that happened. That was causing a huge issue on that part. We would set them up, and then the wind would take them away. They were saying, like, it's your fault. But, like,
you no, set the, it up. You the, knew this thing couldn't hold up.
But it'd be like a category four hurricane or something like that, or a tornado, and it'd be like, the tent's not here with my money back.
You know what's funny? It's a funny story. I remember one of the customers had, like, a Ring camera, and it was like...
And he was going to the front yard.
And it's like, it's in my neighbor's yard. And I'm like, oh my gosh. I was like, I told that person
to put the
block. I told her to take the damn sidewalls off and put it up. It's like, of course, I didn't do that.
Yeah, but even like with pop-ups and stuff, like, so crazy. Like, it's like pop-ups, you have sidewalks for pop-ups, you have the anchor points that you can sell, the sandbags.
Yeah.
There's other stuff you can do. For us, we kind of, when we selling pop-ups, we have first of all, we buy the insurance. So that's the first thing we do when we go through them. We tell the customer, this is only for shade from the sun. We've yet to see the sun push one down.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, eventually it will when it gets closer. But, you know, the sun has not pushed one down to date that I know of in Dallas, at least. I don't know about California gets on fire or something like that. But in there. And we tell them that, and we tell them we need to take it down if it rains. They say, what happens if it rains? Like, well, you're supposed to take it down on there, or you will be charged for
it. Well, because the thing is, like, it can hold rain, but the problem is if it has, like, a side wind and rain, and then it starts collecting, and then it's over.
Yeah, and the people don't understand. People say, if you say it can hold rain, they'll be like, hey, the tent's not standing up in a Category 5 hurricane. I'm like, why is it not working? Like, we in the tent right now. It's like, no, you need to get out the tent.
Yeah, it's so funny. And that's why I enjoy this business, just all the stories that we have. And, you know,
that was crazy.
I mean, at the time, you're just like, oh, my goodness. But then when you look back at it, you just start laughing. You're like, oh, my gosh.
And, you know, the thing, they sent over specifically, they didn't send the video at first. They just sent screenshots. Like, they sent, like, five screenshots in a row, and then they sent the video. And I was thinking to myself, so they went through individually and took the phone screenshots of it and just going down. And I don't know, but in my head, I remember there's a person chasing it behind it, but I might just be in my head just thinking the wrong thing.
It was. And then there was a lady there, too, I remember.
You know, I was like,
oh, my gosh. I just looked at it.
Yeah. And then they were not supposed to have – this is middle night. Their party is over.
Yeah, they're supposed to take it down. That's the crazy part. They were instructed – because I was the one that dropped it off. So I told the person. And I think I don't remember if we had the contract at the time, but I'm pretty sure we did. And I even told the guy, I was like, all right, you're going to need to take these sidewalls down. Because this is basically like a big parachute, and it's going to really push this tent. He's like, yeah, no problem, I have it. And then you send me that message, and I'm like, I told that person.
Yeah.
And
so you have to communicate really well. So that's the add-ons on that part. So we have add-ons, alternative. Alternatives would be like when you want to sell somebody this, but they might be either, you know, you might not have any more of those.
Yeah.
Or what you're trying to sell won't work for them. So you need something that could work for them. That's why you offer alternatives. Most times, this alternatives could be based off of, are really based off of how much inventory you have.
Yeah.
For the most part.
It happens a lot, like with chairs and stuff like that.
Especially with chairs, because sometimes people are like, whoa, we don't have any more black chairs. Then they're like, yep, that's it. We had someone say that on the car review, like, yep, sorry, can't help you. Is that part? You have a nice day.
Hey, whoa, y'all from the white ones.
Yeah, and then we go back and they say, it's missed opportunities that you have on there.
Yeah.
We do a whole thing about call reviews. If you have employees or yourself, you should have somebody reviewing your calls because you're probably doing something wrong. Mm-hmm. The next thing, we do upgrades and downgrades. Or upgrades and then down. I'm guessing, is it what we call it? Upsells and downsells.
Okay, I was like, upgrade, yeah, downgrade. That's for Shibari. I don't want this rusted chair.
So you're trying to get the same version of what somebody wants in their head. Like, someone comes in and says, hey, I want crossback chairs. I want 200-300 people to show up. I want the rustic farm tables. on there. I want specific linens that go across down the middle, just the out, just the runners. And I want all these things, gold-plated stuff. And then he asked him, like, oh, that's nice, man. What's your budget? He was like, my budget is $256. I'm like, what? No, like, you're not going to get all this stuff. Like, and it better be brand new.
No, there's going to be a scratch on it. Yeah.
You probably should lose your client on that. You should probably fire the client. But let's say they say $2,000. Well, some of you guys out there would do this for $2,000, but y'all need to stop. Y'all need to stop because you're not making any profit off of that. And you're not going to make it when you have other bills. But let's say $2,000. Well, you try to bring stuff out. Maybe you'll take some shivari chairs. Hmm. Yeah, or, you know, maybe you, instead of the wood, those tables, you'll put some other tables out there. You know, you'll make concessions on there.
Yeah.
Well, on how you,
yeah, because, like, some people want, like, the farm tables, and what do we charge, like, 130 or something, yeah, like that? And then the crazy part is they want to cover it up. I'm like, whoa, if you're going to do that. Then,
I like it. I was like, no scratches. Like,
yeah. If you want to do that, then why don't we just put the regular 8 foot and then, yeah, be done with it? You know, we help out and kind of meet their budget.
Yeah.
So we'll do stuff like that.
Yeah, that is true. People do want the farm table, and then they just want to put it together. And most times it's just because they want the width of the farm table, and that's the alternatives. And they just need two of these 6 foot like this next to each other.
Yeah.
On there, we actually have an abnormal amount of black tables that will never go out. I just thought about that.
Yeah,
but I think we're gonna do something with them in the future. I don't know what, but I'm pretty sure we'll.
WWE jump off the cage on the table.
Probably not. Ah, what are you doing, Brock?
My back.
So basically, I know we went into this right here. We went to a couple of our examples on this right here. Leave with a couple of things. Just make sure you guys are doing add-ons, doing alternatives, and then doing downsells and upsells depending on people's budgets.
Yeah.
So add-ons are just for once you sell somebody on something, the next progression of what they may need, you do the add-ons for that. The alterations would be if you don't have it in stock or you don't have it at all, yeah, you know, then you do that. And then downsells, upsells are depending on people's budget and what people believe they might have. Because they might come in and tell you their budget's $10,000, but they're renting $1,000 worth of stuff because they don't understand what other stuff is available. That we've had a couple incidents like that.
Yeah.
And whatever, like, I need chairs. And then if you put on there white regular chairs, they're going to take them because they just want chairs. But they might be willing to do garden chairs,
mm-hmm,
doing that. So that's kind of my kind of gist, what you should be on there. I want to make sure this gets into our checklist or check.
Ultimate checklist.
The ultimate checklist. Eddie, you have any findings? I mean, or anything left?
I don't know, that's pretty much it. You pretty much said it all. You know, just like the guy that I could see outside still, is a prime example. Just never give up, even if you say no to one thing.
Yeah.
Just keep on asking.
Show the next day.
Because, you know, eventually you're gonna get something. So just make sure your team or you. Just develop. And then another thing is, you know, just develop yourself too as a person, because you know I don't think anybody likes failure or rejection, but it's just part of it. And then the more you go through, the easier it gets, and just the better you become. Just, you have to put it out there. Just, you know, like, I'm a fisherman, so, you know, if you're not throwing your bait out there, the fish are never gonna bite. You're not gonna pull up and then a fish is gonna jump out of the water and the boat will be like, all right, take me.
Yeah.
You have to throw out the bait so you can catch these fish. The same thing with your customer. You have to tell them, hey, we also got this. Would you like to go ahead and get this? And so many people will say yes. And it's just, you can't be scared. Just get out there and get that money.
Yeah. And then when he said the fisherman thing, he made it remind me that Eddie's not throwing bait no more. He's jigging. So now it makes me think on there, that's a whole new level of marketing. Imagine when what the service you provide creates the marketing that recycles the customers back around. Because that's basically jigging. You're using something that you can use over and over, and you don't have to give nothing to get something back.
Yeah.
And so, which means you can technically fish anywhere, anywhere,
mm-hmm,
at any time with any type of fish. It's interesting. So, but yeah, if you haven't already, serious moment, mm-hmm, make sure you check out the links in the description. You need to talk to us, or, you know, we love having conversations with people and just learning more about their business. If you want specific consulting, let us know. If you still want to join for the next quarter, because we got this quarter kind of already done, but for next quarter, you want to join and be one of the people, we're going to choose one, but be one of the people that we do the new, create a bit new business together, and we adventure together, and we do a specialty at rental business, reach out to us. We'll talk to you more about it, see if we all fit together. But make sure you check out the ultimate checklist. make sure you check it out when you're getting started on that part. If you already started, look at it. There's a lot of things in that checklist that we wrote out and we went through. I had to go back through and make sure we were doing that because it's the basics. And we're constantly updating it on a regular basis. Like this section right here is going to be fully written out. We have another one that's going to come up to on a lot of these things going to be inside of this. And for you to be in there and just be your really your guidebook eventually to go through and, you know, and really build your business out. We're specifically making this to be better than other stuff you can buy online. Our whole goal is to give as much value as possible. And then, you know, we hope maybe one day we can work together. So if you have any questions, let us know. Follow us on social media. Review us on here or anywhere else. But thank you guys so much. I'm Xavier Kelly.
And I'm Eddie Salcedo.
We'll see you in the next one.
See ya.